We are now recording.
Oh, shit, is it recording?
I did. For like 2 seconds. I don't know how much it cost. So go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Yo.
Uh-huh.
Check it.
Uh-huh.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listeners from all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the Uncelebs.
Thank you, man.
Yo, episode 109, we back. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgic.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
Right, and this is Uncelebs 109.
Yeah. I gotta do it one more time. Okay.
Uncelebs 109.
Smooth jazz.
Smooth podcast.
Yeah, we got a nice episode for you tonight.
Saying,
hope you got your snacks.
You know what I'm saying? Take a sip of wine, some teleport.
Yeah. Hey. Teleport.
Hey.
What kind of night you trying to have?
One of them nights.
A smooth jazz night.
You trying to have a smooth jazz night with some teleport.
Some teleport, son.
Yeah, buddy. Yo, y'all saw that new teleport?
You got a new teleport.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
Some BlackBerry joint?
That's that new shit.
Yo, hold on. I'm going to pull up a picture real quick. Hold on.
It'll get you drunk.
Yo.
Where it's like teleport black.
Yo, black.
But nah, man. Yo, man. Yeah, we back at episode 109. Shout out to our new subscriber. You know, people checking out our videos. We got the YouTube shorts and all that good stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We out here, son.
Wait, what happened?
Shout out to our fan. Our one.
Shout out to our
one fan.
Our
in particular, we ain't gonna say your name because you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Blow up. You know.
Oh,
don't put your name everywhere.
Oh my god.
Word. But we appreciate it, man. You know, definitely, you know, checking out our YouTube shows, our videos is going pretty good, man. So
yeah.
I was actually surprised.
Yeah. Apparently a lot of thugs who listen to Jill Scott.
I told you, them thugs.
Jilly from Philly, you know.
Everybody listen to Jill Scott.
Jilly from Philly.
We out here, you know, bubble baths and candles, you know what I mean?
Oh my god,
duck shit. What
kind of candle you be lighting it? What kind of candles you be lighting?
Listen, I'm not a candle type person, but it be burning.
Well,
what's the scent?
Oh, damn, is she pulling?
Oh, apple? I don't know.
I think it's
like vanilla.
Vanilla. Okay, that's a noise one. It's noise. Smell like
lavender.
Lavender is relaxing. Okay. That's the one.
Candle scent. Like,
hell yeah, it's sensational. Like, you know,
apple. apple, cinnamon apple, maybe.
Cinnamon apple, yeah.
How was everybody's week, though?
Oh my god, work.
You still sound like you had a good time, man.
Work.
Well,
that's how it was.
It? Are we starting it?
I mean, can I say mine first then? Because I wasn't here last week.
Okay. I mean, word. How was your week?
My week has been pretty good, actually. It was only like one fuck shit throughout the week, but you know, I can say it later. But the good thing, I went to The Wiz. That's why I wasn't here last week. I went to go see The Wiz on Broadway.
Hey,
and I got Brady, to see Wayne Brady and Deborah
Cox.
Okay. Kyle. Yes. Okay. It was good.
How did she get here?
How did she? I mean, she's an odd. She was Glinda the Good Witch. She was Glinda. And you know Wayne Brady was the Wiz, so yeah.
Okay.
Did Wayne Brady have to choke a bitch?
No.
Several.
No, but he for damn sure left town as soon as they came back from killing the witch, though.
Oh.
He left town. He was like, y'all got it. And I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah, okay.
I thought Wayne Brady would have been like the Scarecrow or something. Like, I didn't know
he
was. That's what Michael Jackson was. I thought that, like, why wouldn't
a young Mike, yes. That was a young Michael Jackson. You're talking about like a 50-something-year-old Wayne Brady.
He could have been, well, I was going to say Tin Man, maybe. Maybe Tin Man.
Like, it's like the Scarecrow got to age. Come on, man.
Whether it's Wizard of Oz or The Wiz, they're all supposed to be around the same
age. Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay. All right. How long was the show?
Like, it started at 7:30. Maybe like an hour, like hour 30, hour 45, maybe. And that's with intermission.
Okay, okay.
It wasn't that long. It was really nice. I don't even know how long they're going to be there. I would go down and I would see it again if I had the money. I would see it again. It was good.
Damn. Do people go to plays anymore? Like,
yes. What?
Yeah, okay. Plays. Listen, I don't know. You guys,
man, it was a thing. During lockdown, they were mad no one can go to plays anymore. Like, it. Okay. Broadway was out. Broadway was done, like, for a minute. And it was the whole thing trying to get everybody back to come see the plays. But no, it was like now, like, Alicia Keys got a play right now, like, right around, like, across the street or right around the corner from where I was at. They got a couple new plays. Broadway's thriving.
Okay, okay.
Broadway is thriving.
I would love to go see a play.
Do it.
Yeah,
I'm trying to get Dre to go see something.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Uh-huh.
I want to start with the Book of Mormon and something.
Yeah, like I'll start you off with. I told him I was going to either start him off with the Book of Mormon because of South Park, or like the Lion King because it's the Lion King.
Some kind of icebreaker to get me over there, and then, well, you know, we'll see.
Wicked.
I can't wait to come out.
I haven't been to a play in a long time. I think the last play I saw was like Lion King or something like that, or Cats.
Mm-hmm. I was.
The last play I saw was the one I was in third grade.
God damn.
Damn.
Yeah, you. I'm not a play nigga.
You don't play.
Go see play.
You're not a to be or not to be kind of nigga.
See what he did there, to be.
Not a fan of no phantoms and no operas, you know.
That's dope.
Yeah. So nobody got nothing else good to say about their week. How'd it go?
I remember.
I got something good about this week.
Huh?
I'm good about this week. I made it through.
You made it through. Okay, yes. That's
Yeah, there we go.
Okay.
Yeah, there we all made it through.
Made it through.
Made it through. That's what's up.
Yeah. We made it. Cool.
But yeah, work sucks.
Damn it, you just got that job.
Yeah, I know.
Oh. That's not good. It's really not good. Okay. Yeah. You want to go over to the flash it?
Who want to go first?
You said the flash it or the fuck it?
Flash it.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just you and it.
All right. So my flash it goes out to Lanny Smoot. He's a black engineer and inventor. He's 68 years old, just got inducted into the National Inventors Hall of Fame.
Nice.
He's been a Disney Imagineer for years, mm-hmm. You know. He was messing with like fiber optic technology in the 70s. He did a long list of stuff, man. But yeah, I just felt like that shit was dope, and I never heard of him, and he's been out. He's, you know, a guy. He's already established his career and shit like that. So just wanted to give him his flowers for this second, you know, because Black intelligence is beautiful, right?
That's what's up.
Cool.
Nice, oh, nice.
Nice.
Snaps for the flash.
Cool, cool, cool. All right, so the fly shit, I'm going to big myself up because one of my videos went crazy on my gaming channel.
Oh, okay.
But I'm starting to see that my audience want me to play shit that make me go crazy and rip my hair out.
Of course.
But anything else I play, they're like, oh. Why don't you play something that'll make you want to choke somebody, huh? Play something crazy. And then they, once I play it, now 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 views. I'm like, all right, I see what y'all want me to do.
Yeah, your personality is out there though. That's what they want to see.
The rage quits, you know what I mean?
What? Well, not the rage quits, but
they want the rage quits.
Bro, I forgot what game you were playing, but we was watching it. And we was rolling. I forgot what it was. I think it was something where the character kept throwing himself. Like, it was just like, and you had to get him through stages. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. But that was funny.
I had to throw him?
I don't remember. Like, he was, if I can find a video, I'll let you know what it was. But I really can't remember. He was dying.
Like a white dummy figure or something like that?
Yes, right? yes.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it, but yeah.
That shit was hilarious.
A white dummy figure.
He was.
You're not talking about Milkman Larry, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Oh my gosh. That we downloaded that shit.
Wait, he tried to play it. That shit was funny. Oh my god, that shit was hilarious.
Yo, that game was like during the pandemic, I think. Like,
that's what it was like. I think so. It wasn't that long ago, yeah.
So, so now I know what my audience want me to do. I'm gonna have a full head of gray hair by the age of 35.
It's gonna happen quick.
All right, guys, I retire. guys, fuck y'all.
What's the name of the guy that won fucking American Idol? It sounded like Ray Charles. Taylor Hicks, was it?
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah, he had gray hair and he was young as shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, an American Idol. Because of Ray Charles impression, basically.
Taylor Hicks. Let me look him up real quick.
I don't remember what he looked like, but I do remember his name.
Taylor Hicks. Wow. Taylor
Hicks. Who signed him? Whose music did he make?
This dude,
Ray Charles.
Random memory,
man. Yeah, that's my fly shit.
Okay, Sean, you said you had some black shit. Would you like to get started with that?
Yeah, I got some black shit, man. You know, it's a new segment. You gotta put in the episodes. You know what I mean? Just everyday black shit. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you think it is that you know is might be a habit or you know whatever.
It could be a lot of different shit. Good.
It could be a lot of different shit. So I'm gonna start off with this one.
Okay.
Listen, all the soy sauce and the duck sauce in the drawer, you're not gonna use it. Throw it out. you're not gonna use it. Let's keep it a stack. Hey, keep it a stack. You're not gonna use it. Am I lying? Am I lying?
What? Wait, first off, how dare you?
Yo, that's funny.
Oh,
need you to take it back. Take it back. Take it back.
Oh, see,
take
look,
back.
See, look.
Take it back.
Look at this, man. He ain't going to use it. He ain't going to use
it. She had a stash.
Word. This is oh, my God. Like, I said, how dare you immediately.
I'm not going to lie to y'all. Like, I got a whole, like,
hold on. Baggy I did some fuck shit. Hold up.
And you got to throw it out. You got to throw it out.
For no reason. It's just like a bag full of it. Like, bro, I can't even close the bag.
They never expire. For whatever reason, I think we all as a society just said, yo, these don't need an expiration date. You know? Just don't open a packet. It's one use.
But it's never going to be a time where it's like, yo, you got some. Yeah, I got some soy sauce. I got some, you never had that conversation. So.
Never. It's fucked up. I bought bottles of soy sauce, you know. So I really don't use it. It's the duck sauce, though.
But we do like have bottles of soy sauce. But my thing is,
yo,
it was all orange because we mostly got duck sauce because I fucked.
It's some hot sauce in it too.
We don't even need the hot sauce. I get that. I'm with I'm with most of what you say. But where the fuck do you get duck sauce other than them little ass packets?
Okay. I tell you, right? They throw like 10 in there, right? They just 10 in the bag, right?
Yeah.
You probably gonna use like 2. And then the rest of the 8, you're like, I'm gonna need this for later, right? You're not gonna need it later. You're not. You make something at home, you're not gonna be like, you know what this needs? Some duck sauce.
You know what I will say? You know what I will say though? Yeah. Where I do use the packets, maybe not these packets, but I have like my locker at work. When we go eat places, I take a bunch of like napkins and straws and sauces, but I actually do use them. And I tell my coworkers, hey, if you need something, let me know. Because it's right here. Then I have a little packet in the fridge and I'll be like, yo, I made a sandwich off of some mayo and some shit that I left over there. So yes, it comes in handy.
Sure.
Not the duck sauce though. Not the duck sauce.
Not the duck sauce. I will admit that. You can't
buy a bottle of soy sauce and then still have packets of soy sauce in the jar.
I'm so upset. I really can't say shit. Because it's like, yo, at that point, it's like, damn, I really don't. I haven't whipped out the duck sauce. It hasn't came in clutch immediately. Like,
and there's some black shit.
Because as much as we cook, we do not make egg rolls. So it's like, we have no.
You shouldn't have laughed that hard. We're about to try.
Yo, Sean, my dad got a whole fucking drawer full of that shit that he had for over 10 years.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm not that bad.
Because we as society decided that this doesn't need an expiration date.
They don't got one.
If you have one, we as a society agreed not to look.
Yo. He had them drinks when my siblings were toddlers, bro.
But you know what you got to do, right? You got to throw it away little by little while he's not looking. Because he's just going to keep adding to it. He's going to add to it. He's not going to recognize it. Oh, push the old shit to the back. Throw it away as usual. Like,
I am make some recipes with that shit. You know, like, make some duck sauce fried chicken. What?
Duck sauce fried chicken.
Okay, now you're making me want to throw it away right now.
Why? Duck sauce. It's called duck sauce because it's made for duck.
I don't want duck sauce on my chicken.
What?
Nah.
My egg rolls.
Then we should.
Maybe pork fried rice, but egg rolls. Maybe pork fried rice.
I put hot sauce on my rice, so.
Me too.
I'll tell you what. The next time you go to the Chinese store, when they say you want some soy sauce, duck sauce, you just be like, nah, I got some at home. I got some in the drawer. I don't need no more. I'm Gucci.
Because, the average
I'm person. I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry.
You gotta help me help y'all. You gotta help me help y'all.
Yo, the average.
No. The soy sauce that comes from the restaurant is a dipping sauce or like a thing to put over it. The soy sauce I have in my house is to cook with. No. I am not going to do that.
I got you.
You know how much a bottle of soy sauce costs? No.
Yo. The average person. The average person goes to the Chinese spot at least once or twice a week. So
it's the average person where?
Maybe in New York.
Okay. I haven't been in a Chinese restaurant in like 3 weeks. Oh, and there's one right around the corner. That's crazy.
Okay, there's a lot of the Chinese spots be stingy with the duck sauce. Like, take it for what it's worth. You're like, you see how much chicken wings cost now?
Bruh, it's not even a game.
Word, the same amount. $5 and they give you five, right? Am I bugging?
Like, is that four?
Yeah, it like was four chicken wings.
If they chop it, you can pretend that you got more, but it's still four.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get my money's worth.
I'm guilty as charged, bro. Guilty as charged.
Listen, I'm with you. I used to do it. I used to do it. And then one time, my old apartment opened the drawer, and the shit was about to fall out. I was like, "Yo, I know. I know you fucking lying, bro. Like,
gotta be a better way.
Gots to do better."
Yo,
all right, Sean, you got it.
You got that one.
You got it.
You got that.
That's
one.
You got it.
Like, listen, that's the black shit.
Oh no,
that is some funny shit.
Just some shit.
The episode graphic is just gonna be mad, like Chinese restaurant packets.
that's some shit for us to grow as a people. I get it, bro. You got it.
Damn. Oh my god. He called us all out.
For real.
Man, this shit gotta stop now.
That's what he said before the episode. I did not know what he was talking about. I was blindsided. I ain't know.
Nah, you gotta do another one, bro. That was too funny, man.
Next episode.
The black shit.
Oh my god. Nah, that was a good one.
All right, so this is supposed to be the fuck shit episode, but I really wanted to start off with the fly and the black shit because we haven't done it since we've came back. So I just wanted to get it out there, but for the rest of the episode, it's going to be the fuck shit. So who wants to start?
I got a real juicy one, pause, but
you've been talking about this for 2 weeks. Go ahead, Ant. We've been really talking about this for 2 weeks. Go ahead.
All right. So I'm gonna leave all names out.
Go ahead.
I'm a listen. First of all, that trip that I told you about, the cruise, was everything. But this is gonna like bring a flashback, like back when we was partying as teenagers and shit, and you know, a whole bunch of fuck shit that happened in the club, you know. So yeah, anyway. So it's me and my cousin and my I'll say half brother. We in the club, right? On the cruise. Yeah, I'm gonna say that again. Club on the cruise.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
So we drinking, we dancing, we having a good time, right? We got two girls we talking to, partying with them, dancing, chilling. All of a sudden, yo. I'm like, the fuck? So I see my half brother talking to this dude. And he's like, nah, son. Nah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What's going on? Yo, you trying to talk to my girl, yo? You trying to talk to my girl? You trying to talk to my girl, son? I'm like,
wait. Just making sure. This is girl he brought with him?
The guy
on the cruise?
No. Well, okay. the guy we wasn't even aware of the girl that he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, yeah.
So we minding our business. So all of this transpiring, I'm like, yo, the fuck? Dude wanted to fight my half brother because he thought he was talking to his girl. And I'm like, bro, are we in 10th grade right now? Like, are you serious? So he had 2-3 of his homies. Mind you, one of them was from New York. So you get the fuck shit. I'm sorry. That's not how we roll. I'm sorry. But anyway, this dude is just going crazy. But he about to rip his shirt off. Like, you Hulkamania now? Like, for real? So I come to him, I'm like, yo, this ain't, we're not doing this. What happened? Nah, dude trying to talk to my girl. I don't play that shit. I'm like, bro, nobody's trying to talk to your girl. We got girls over here and already. We don't need to, like, we don't even know where your girl was. We don't even know who your girl is. So please, let's come on, son.
She probably does she know she's your girl?
That's a better question.
That's meanwhile, the girl over here said, like,
oh, like, fight over me. Oh.
Of course.
What's going on?
Mind you, these are like 20-year-olds running around in the club. Like,
oh, these are like, okay.
These are youngins.
Yeah, these are young NBA, bucks. NBA young boys. Okay.
Yes. Mind you, it was just about his birthday. He had to let that be known in the club. Like, yo, it's my birthday. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I broke it all up. I'm like, bro, we don't need to be doing that, because if anything happens, we'll be thrown off the boat when we have to find our way back home. I don't need to be.
How well do you swim, nigga?
Not thrown.
All right, get out.
No, they got a jail.
Throw them overboard.
They got jails on the cruise.
They still got the brig.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'm not about them problems. And I don't want to pay no...
That's the name of the episode. Fuck that. Thrown off the boat. Continue.
So, I'm talking to my cousin. I'm talking to my half-bro. I'm like, yo, we got the two girls. We got some champagne in the room. Let's get out of here, please. Let's get out of here. Because this dude, he want trouble. He want all the smoke.
Crash.
So, yeah, he ready to crash. So we leave. We finally leave the cruise. And for some reason, we ended up back around the same dudes that wanted to fight.
Because it's a cruise. It's just a big circle.
Yeah, I mean, it's a big ass boat. It's a big ass circle.
What day was this? What day was this?
Oh, shit. I don't even know, bro. Like, it had to be like a Wednesday, Tuesday, something.
No, I mean, like you know, like if it's like a 7-day cruise, it's like, what?
This
like,
is
like
day. Oh, this is like day three?
God damn.
We on our way to the Bahamas. Like, no. Wait. Day three. It was definitely day three. Damn, so I'm like, bro, y'all know if we fight, you're going to get, you know, fined. And then, yeah, thrown off the boat. So anyway, the plan was, all right, we're going to go somewhere and smoke. And we're going to chill, go back to the room. We tried to sneak around the boat and try to avoid the dudes, and we ended up running back into the same dudes we had an issue with. Mm-hmm. So they was like, nah, you want to smoke? I'm like, okay, whatever. So I'm looking out, making sure nobody coming. Dude is like, yo, I don't like your posture, bro. I don't like your posture. You're looking like 5-0. I'm like, bro. Oh, I am looking out to make sure that we don't get caught. What posture do you want me to be in? Like, what are you talking about?
I'm trying to be an adult here. In this very, very childish nigga moment.
I'm like, nigga, what are you doing? Why are we here?
You say he's from New York?
No, that dude is from...
Oh, okay.
We was there.
Oh, okay, okay.
We took
okay.
a trip there.
Okay, okay, okay. All
right. He from there, so you know how they get that. So yeah.
All right.
I'm gonna leave it at that. So now, the dude. I think my half brother asked this girl something, and then the dude caught wind of it. And then he wanted to fight again. I'm like, yo. He's like, yo, I'll
again. Trying to wait, talk so to my girl, niggas so. Got it in. Niggas actually got it scrapping.
No.
He wanted to fight again.
He wanted to. He asked my urge
to fight was yet again there.
Yeah.
So the other dude just wanted to fight this old multiple times.
Yeah. Like he literally asked him one question. And he looked to his left and was like, nah, son. I don't like when nobody talks to him. I don't like you talk to my girl, son. Nah. So we just, I'm like, yeah, all right, let's get out of here. Finally, we went to our room and we had the champagne. We was chilling and that was the night. I left a lot of stuff out because, you know, the episode. But,
So you almost got into a fight by proxy.
Just by being there.
By proxy. Okay. Because he wasn't after you.
No.
But then you got to defend your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. And my cousin. Hell no.
It's like.
For what?
Other guys, you know? Partners code.
It's like, you know, this whole time we had this conversation, you could be in your room fucking your girl. You know that?
I forgot to mention.
Said girl, right?
Word.
That sounds way more interesting, right? Than fighting.
A cruise.
Which part did you forgot to mention?
So we remember the girl that we had with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
He got mad for my half brother talking to his girl, but then he wanna snatch up the girls that we talking to and start daggering them in the club in front of his girl. All
right.
And his girl allowed it.
Why? Like, why? What? I thought you were supposed to go on cruise to have fun.
The girls are mine. You get no girls. These are my girls.
Every girl in this club is my girl.
You're my girl. You're welcome.
Don't talk to my girl. Any of these girls in this club. They're all mine.
All of them? All of them.
Crash head, use dagger. It's super effective.
I thought I left the club like 20 years ago.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yo, so we was done with the club a long time ago, right?
Absolutely.
This is why we don't go to no clubs no more.
But it's funny because you still go to certain bars and it's like that. Like, yo,
pretty much.
My girl, son. Like, who's your girl?
Like, does your girl know that you? Does your girl know that y'all together? Like,
his girl sound like
he's you with her.
Like plot twist, you know. You know what I'm saying? Plot twist.
Yes, that was my unfortunate fuck shit.
Okay.
But you had fun on the cruise though, right?
I had a blast.
All right.
I had a great time. Besides that,
the one or two hiccups.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of booty, you know. A lot of booty. That's all I gotta say. Yeah, I had a great time.
Okay.
It was great. Great time. Great people. Great food.
God help us, okay? Anyway. Anyone else got some to follow that up with?
I'll wait.
Okay. Dre, you want to go or you want me to go?
Nah, you go.
All right. It's not that big because now I'm calmer now. I wanted to have said this like last week, but for all the rude ass customers, shut the fuck out. You're buying clothes. Calm the fuck down, please. For my sake, please, for the love of God. It's the entitled ass customers that come into your store thinking that they can do whatever they want because they're going to spend their money there anyway. And you're telling them, hey, you can't sit there. Why? Because I said you can't fucking sit there. But if I say that, I'm going to get in trouble. So now we have to think of other ways to say, get the fuck up. I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't sit in the window because I can fall on you and it's a liability. Get up. I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't sit on the stairs because that's a fire hazard. Get the fuck up. I'm sorry, ma'am, you can't sit on that table because that mannequin can fall on you and that's a liability. Get the fuck up.
I think that's a really polite way to say it, though.
Yeah.
What we really want to say collectively is get up. I'm sorry, you can't sit there. I don't want to hear why. I just want to say, oh, I'm sorry. They get up. That's all I want to fucking hear. And most customers do that. They get up, especially if I'm coming at you nice and all that. But then if someone's like, why? I was like, because people shouldn't have to walk over you. And if there's a fire, you're in the fucking way. Get the fuck up.
100%.
You in my house.
All right. I work here. If I'm telling you, you cannot sit there. And it's always kids. It's usually kids that's sitting on the stairs. And I'm usually looking for their parent or whatever. I'm like, sorry, they can't sit there. Because I will avoid talking to children directly at all costs. Mm-hmm. Because I might say something wrong. No, and
smart,
we ain't doing that.
Smart.
But yeah, if they're not, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, but you can't sit there. And that's it. And if they don't get up, I find their parent. Because I ain't saying it again. I'm not. But what led me to the rude ass customer, I'm on register. I'm not supposed to be on register. So I'm doing the store a favor because I'm on the men's floor now in the basement, way away from everything. I'm trying to do something else. It was like, oh, we need you to hop on. I'm like, cool. I'm taking a couple customers. This dude comes at me with arms full of like a pile full of clothes. And he's asking if he can put it on the table behind me. And I said, no, because I'm not going to be able to watch it for you because somebody can come by and put it away. Mm-hmm. Understandable. Don't put it behind me. I'm telling you not to put it there. He was like, oh, it's just going to be a second. I'm like, sir, would you like this mesh bag so you can hold it with you? He's like, no, I already tried it on and everything. I just didn't want to bring. I was like, in my head, I'm like, so you can bring it back in the fitting. I'm not understanding what you're not understanding. But I'm going to repeat myself. Sir, you can just take this mesh bag and just bring. He was like, oh, it's fine. And then he goes, I'm just put it here. And he puts it on the fixture right behind the guy that I'm checking out. I'm like, okay. I finished the transaction. There's two of my coworkers standing by the cart that I was working on. I took his shit and threw it under the cart.
Wow.
So now I'm working with another customer. And yeah, he comes back. He's looking for it. And he's like, oh, you put it back, didn't you? I was like, actually, I didn't. Hey, and I called my coworker. And at first, she knew I was pissed. So at first, she was denying that she even had it. I'm like, no, it's his. Give it to him. He was like, oh, I knew you don't put it back. I was like, sir, I already told you that you couldn't put it where it was. And I can't just leave it laying around on fixtures. So what the fuck you expect me to do? Just leave it there? What was I going to do? Put it on the cash wrap where I told you I wasn't going to put it?
Right.
What scenario? And then he wasn't even from the United States. I was trying to get him he said he wanted an extra 20% off. You can only get that if you're opening a credit card, but you're not from here. So now you look stupid because you want extra money off of the clothes that you're just trying to buy. You know what? Just stop talking to me. Buy your shit and go. Buy your shit and go. Just go. Because now I have to talk to you more. Get the fuck out. But then after that, you know, I had a better day. Like, I had a better day. There was still something stressing me out, but that just took me from here to here. And I'm like,
Now that should be the name of the episode. Get the fuck what? Out.
Get what? The fuck out, son.
Get the Get fuck out.
The fuck out. So if you're not gonna be nice, if you're not gonna be, if I'm telling you something can't happen or we don't do this and we can't do that, then don't argue with me. Just stop. There's a reason why we're saying that. We're not saying it to be bitches. We're saying it because we can't do it, or we don't want you to do something. It's either it's for your benefit and usually for our benefit. Don't do it. Period.
Yeah, shit. it's like that sort of entitlement. It's like what I just can't do whatever I want to do in here. It's like
the entitlement is up to here, bro. Up to here. Here. Like yo.
But wait. Because of that budget, like I'm gonna make it quick so Sean got time for it.
Go ahead.
That leads into mine. Whew. This isn't recent. This happened months and months ago. So I changed locations. I'm in a new location, and the guy comes in. He's tried, and I just get to this location, rich area, right? Mm-hmm. Guy comes in, wanting to return some something. I'm like, okay, cool. What is it? It's earplugs. Mm-hmm. Right? Sir, these are open. I can't take these back. What do you mean? They were tampered with before I bought them. So they were tampered with, did you call someone and let them know they were tampered with so that we would take them back? Or did you, just bring them back? If you check the product immediately, you can, just bring refund it back.
Yeah.
Or just not buy it. Because, we have other packs of that shit. And these are, like, expensive ones, like $50 earplugs.
Were they used? Well, could you tell that some of them were taken out?
No. Once I saw that the shit was open and he told me that he used them, because he ended up telling me that he used them. He was like, but they were tampered with before. I'm like, so you put...
So he dirty. Mind you,
so now this thing has turned into a thing. And we're in front of people now. Loud people are gathering around while I'm trying to take care of a massive amount of people, right? And I'm like, yo, you put somebody else's shit in your ear? That's disgusting. What's the name of your manager? I gave him the name of my manager. I say confidently because I'm like, yo, like, this is if it's a bigger problem than me, go ahead. Sure, let it be. Because I'm not taking back these shits that you just admitted to using. And it's like, mind you, he's there with his wife. And I feel like it's of course, it started turning into a pissing contest. But it's like, yo, at the end of the day, you're not going to win this one. Like, I've literally got a faucet here and I just turn it on. Like, I'm at work. Like, bro, and I'm a lead there. Like, come on, man, leave me alone.
And you're for your wife. Come on, so you're doing all that for your wife, bud.
Like I said, I'm like, yo, and there's that point where it's like, all right, now I'm asking you to leave. Can you please exit the store? And what are you going to do but exit the store? Or I call the police. Yep. 12.
Why?
Because they don't pay me enough to really deal with you. Like, get in a fight? No, I'm an adult. I got to come back tomorrow.
Nobody got time for that shit, man. Word. Come on, man.
Like, ended up three other people that were watching the incident called my boss and was like, yo, he handled it so like amazingly. I couldn't tell you what I've done in that situation,
mm-hmm.
So whatever, that's my function,
man. That is one dirty ass nigga.
This dude was tampered with.
Dirty ass middle-aged white
man. He was like, so he dirty.
This phone was tampered with, didn't have the 10 minutes it took to come back to the store and put it in your ears anyway? Ew! Ew!
Mind you, he had money.
And then you're going to return it with your earwax? No!
That's crazy, son.
That's how the pandemic started, y'all.
Two niggas earwax on here. Like, according to you, it's two niggas earwax on here. Like, come on, I
could lose. Oh, God. Oh, into the whole Red Hot Chili album with somebody earwax in your ear? That's crazy. Oh.
Red Hot Airwax.
Yo, he seemed like the type of dude that would return underwear after he done washed it and shit. Man.
Now you gotta go to jail for that. You gotta go to jail after that. So.
Jail.
Jail time, son.
Yo. No bail.
Nah, fuck wrong three to five. A 3 to 5. Like, mandatory.
Days, but. Weeks, or months.
Years.
Oh my god. Yo.
You gotta wear an ankle monitor after that.
They're like, nah, we don't want you around me. Like, I just want to know when you around me. I don't even need to, like, you can leave a house and shit. Just don't come within like 5 miles of me.
You got the section where the Haynes is at. It's like, if you see this man, do not allow him in the underwear section. Under no circumstances.
No, he can buy it. He just can't return it ever. For no reason. Even if he didn't wear it yet. I don't trust you. You're not returning.
Yeah,
no.
Excuse me. Can I return this mouth guard? I used it in 5 games.
Oh. Watch him out.
I rinsed it off.
God damn, son.
Damn. So you got some fuck shit?
It happened last week. It happened last week on a Saturday. Oh. Okay. So me and my boy, you know, we out in the city, you know. Having some drinks, you know, dancing, some ladies, right?
Y'all was outside.
We was outside. Outside.com, right?
All right.
Long dick.
So my man, he, like, these two girls was, like, on their way, like, they was walking down the street. He goes up to them, and he bags them, right? Like, these two Armenian chicks, you know, he's an Indian dude. He had them, right?
Okay.
So he's sitting there talking to them, and I'm kind of wingmaning it, you know.
Support.
Trying to do the behind the back, you know, pass whatever, trying my best, but he got it. Got it right. So he's like, "Yo, what are y'all up to tonight? Like, what's the plan? What y'all doing?" So they was like, "Oh, we're gonna go to this like rooftop bar, whatever." Mm-hmm. So he was like, "Oh, you know, we could roll with y'all." She's like, "Yeah." It's like, "All right." So we get to the line, right? We get to the line, and they like, "Yo," security's like, "Yo, listen, it's $400 to come upstairs. Like, it's $400, right? $400 each for a table." So you know when you. You know when a situation happens, right? Right. A situation happens, and you look at your friend. Shit happened. You look at your boy, like, right?
Right. This shit, I'm mad.
Right, and he's like, right. So they hit $400. So the two girls in front of us, they kind of going off. It's like, yo, why are we paying $400? It's fucking 3 o'clock. Y'all close at like 3:30, like, why are we paying $400? Yada yada yada, right? Mm-hmm. So he's like, "Yo, that's the price. That's what it is. You know, yada yada yada." So I go to my boy. I was like, "Listen, man, I ain't paying $400." You know me. He's like, "I'm with you. I ain't paying no fucking $400, but you know." And then here's what the fuck shit happened, all right?
Oh, that shit. That was already the fuck shit for me.
Word. I'm the word.
So we still, you know, we still talking with the girls, figuring out what to do. Some nigga. Okay? That's what I'm gonna call him. That's his name. Some nigga. Okay? Comes out and goes, you know, $400 is actually cheap, right?
Wow.
So so everybody had the same reaction, right? So I look at him and I go, $400 is cheap. I said, nigga, shut the fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up, nigga. $400 is cheap, bro. Like, shut the fuck up, bro. Like, you see us with the fucking Kim Kardashian looking chicks. And you gonna sit there and say, oh, $400 cheap. Like, shut the fuck. First of all, look how you look. Let me tell you how this nigga look, bro. Right?
Uh-oh.
See how this nigga looks. This nigga had bell-bottom pants. The dustiest fucking afro you ever seen.
Oh, shit.
Designer shades. And then he had the fucking, like, the fucking Anthony Hamilton patchy ass beard. Like,
oh,
nigga, look how you look, son. What the fuck?
Them Soul Train days are over, B.
I never heard Sean cut on somebody like this before.
Afro Thunder.
Yo, what?
I said, yeah, $400 is not cheap mucus. Look how you look, bro. You look fucking dusty. So you got you
look like you don't got no money left.
Like nobody love you, bro. What the fuck is going on? Like,
bell bottoms? Huh?
Look like your account is in negative 400.
Like, you gotta do something with this, man. You gotta, like, I don't know, son. This shit is not connecting. It's connecting. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, this shit, like, broken Wi-Fi, my nigga. Like this shit.
His beard got time gaps.
Like, this shit looks
his
sporadic.
Beard didn't load yet.
This nigga's beard had a sporadic connection.
His graphic card is disconnected.
So,
oh, shit.
Long story short, the two girls, they ended up going, they struck a deal. They was like, all right, well, we'll give y'all 100, whatever. And the security was like, I bet. Man, me and my boy, we just left. I was like, all right.
Fuck
out. Oh, yeah. I don't even
want to get out of here, bro.
I don't want to be around a bunch of people that paid $400.
$100 to get into nowhere unless there's a show going on and it's not going to close in 30 minutes. Like, the fuck?
Hey, who going to be there? Like, who all going to be there?
My dude trying to make $1,600 in 30 minutes, bro. Oh, yeah. Hell no.
The nigga with the patchy ass beard is going to be there.
Like, yo, what if you walk in and it's like 13 niggas dressed just like that, looking just like that?
It's sad.
It's Club Dusty.
Doing the same.
It's Club Dusty. I'm sorry.
Looking like a fucking smoked out Isley Brothers. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Damn.
Who's that lady? Get the fuck out of here. I can't believe you said that, yo.
Yo,
wow. But that was my fuck shit for Saturday night.
That's crazy.
Damn. This was an explosive ass fuck shit episode.
I wish I was there because I wouldn't have been able to stop laughing. I would have known I was leaving immediately, and I would have just like not been able to stop laughing because I'm like, that is a funny number, like that. Hilarious.
Sure, you know me. You know me.
Just to walk in, it's like, yo, what are you feeding me? Like, do I get groceries?
Is something included with that? Like, can I take something with me and it's gonna last me for 2 weeks? Like, what's going on?
Yeah. Do you have the Fountain of Youth?
Is it gonna pay my bills? Like,
some gold bars, maybe.
Nah.
Are you selling Forex?
Come to think of it, that might be who they targeting. If $400 is cheap.
$400
Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, listen, I don't care how much money I have. I don't care how much money I have. That is too much to walk into a place. Period.
Bro, you could buy two TVs with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
50 inches. Like, fuck out of here.
Go on a trip with that, son.
Word.
For real.
Word.
Just to get in a fight with a nigga.
Oh my god, yo.
That's the best $400 I ever spent.
Oh man. Anybody else got any fucks or anything else? Oh, man.
I'm tapped out.
I think that's it, man.
That's it. Well,
it's not important enough to be on right here, so I'm good.
I know. I tapped out.
All right, so all right, next week it's gonna be much better. You know what I'm saying?
I guess. I guess. I mean,
how are we gonna top that shit?
Bro, you can't get no crazier than this. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody for listening, watching this, man. Episode 109. Hopefully, you guys had a good time. You had a laugh. Hope you learned something.
Word.
Word,
you know what I'm saying?
Don't be rude.
Be on your grown shit.
Don't start fights.
No.
Don't be disgusting.
Like, yeah, like
throw out your duck sauce.
$400 is not cheap, son.
It's not. Fucking club. It never was. It never will be. No. Absolutely not. However, you know what is cheap? Giving your opinion. If you would like to talk directly to us, you can comment on whatever platform you listen to us on, or you can email us to make sure we get it at theunselebs@gmail.com. And you can tell us your fuck shit. We might say it in the episode, or you can comment on stuff that we talked about. You know, like, if you want to include any of your fuck shit, or maybe you was there on the trip with Ant. Or, you know, maybe you was at this club charging $400. Like, you know, give your input. Give your input. Whatever you need to say, we want to hear it. Get to us.
Who knows? Your comment might get pinned. You know what I mean?
Let's see. Right? Mm-hmm. Right?
Hell yeah, man. And that's it, man. I'm Sean Solo. I'm
Anthony, a.k.a. Nostalgic.
This Steffi Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
You good?
I'm good, man. I'm glad. You know how long I've been holding on to that fuck shit? That dirty ass. Anyway.
Yeah, baby. All
right. Bye.